Let's call our meeting to order for September 3rd, 2025. We are missing Chief and Mark
and Kurt.
But Daniel's sitting in, and we have a quorum, so we're good. All right, Daniel, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, everybody have a chance to look at the minutes for July 16th?
Did.
And July 21st.
I vote that we approve the minutes for July 16th and July 21st, 2025.
I will make a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay.
If you'd like to...
We can come back
Chief
to
Chief Nunn to yeah. the end.
Okay.
He was anticipating being here... Getting around 6:45 or so.
Okay. And same thing with Buck. Should we move Buck?
Buck is also on the fire, yes.
Okay. Kim, do you want to give us the Grant Projects monthly report since you're here?
So, I think Chief is okay if I announce some things. Since our last board meeting, FEMA released funds that were released the end of July, the early part of August, and they were due mid-August. So we looked through some of those funds, and there was one that were for port security. And so we quickly coordinated, Buck, Chief Nunn, and I coordinated with the Inland Port Authority that is down being built up right off of the freeway in Burmester. So his name's Charles, and Charles had came in and met with Chief Nunn and Buck Peck previously about, like, will you supply fire suppression and services to our area? And we're like, yeah, you're in our jurisdiction, so yes, we will. So that's approval that Buck has to do when a new building comes in, right? So they also talked about with us, they're like, well, if you ever need anything from us, let us know. We'd like to work and coordinate with you. So we said, oh, a new fire station down in your area would be nice. And he goes, well, we could do that someday. That was just kind of talk. Well, with this, Buck reached out to Charles and said, hey, there's this opportunity if, you know, we could get funding from FEMA to build a fire station. And they said, yeah, we'll donate 2 acres of property.
Good.
So we got a letter of support from them that said that they would donate 2 acres of property. We looked at what Tula City spent on their new fire station and then equivalent fire stations that have been built within the past 3 years through Utah. And so we took an average, and it's around $6.5 million for a new fire station. And so we would still have to have a new fire station designed and things like that. But Chief Nunn and I applied for that funding through FEMA to see if they would allow us those funds to build a fire station out at the Inland Port Authority. So we applied for it. It was a rush. We had Celeste Molloy's support with it. We had Representative Peck that is with Utah Legislation. They supported us on the application. It's far-fetched. I don't know, but if it happens, it's a couple $1 million.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice.
That could help us out. And so we kind of adapted that to see if we could go for that. So keep your fingers crossed. You never know.
So we're looking at building something like Tula City's new station and not something like South Mountain's new station.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes. Something that's sustainable and okay. is there for a while. I know that Chief has talked to you about AirMed. Possibly looking at, you know, working with us some things, and that might be a place that they could land.
Closer.
Yeah, and so there's some coordination that could happen along those lines as that progresses or if it progresses, and some coordination with some different agencies that maybe even BLM out there or, you know, something like that. So we're looking at that and keeping an eye on that and going forward with that. That was the only one out of, there was about 9 grants that were that you could apply for, but that was the only one that we could see that we could possibly adapt to our needs.
Would FEMA provide the full amount, or?
We would have to match 25%, so that would be around 1.4 million. But 1.4 million sounds better than six.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, for a bond or something like that. So that sounds much better than
that. Yeah.
You know, and then if we could get agencies, like if AirMed wanted to possibly, so we could maybe get some matching funds somewhere with some different agencies if they wanted to tuck in with us. So it's not necessarily that we'll have to bond, but just an option. Yeah. So, but it was really nice that the Inland Port, they were willing to work with us. And 2 acres, that's really nice. So, and that's really awesome. Nice spot to respond to IED from. Uh-huh. So we're still looking at CIB funds. They kept asking for more documentation this last go around, and they finally said, let's wait till October's deadline to apply again for CIB funds. The CIB funds were for remodeling the Lake Point station and getting a ladder fire truck. And so we'll keep working towards that too. But it was just the more documents they needed. It just was like, let's put it off till the next quarter's application, and they're okay with that. So we'll try again for October 1st. I actually need to get an updated estimate on the cost of remodeling that station, though. So, because they didn't like the old cost. I understand completely, yeah, you know.
Changed.
Yeah, I mean, that was back in 22 or something like that. Yeah, and so they wanted updated, and I was just like, I can't get that to you so quickly. So we'll work with that. I was looking over all the grants that we applied for this year between Chief and I, and there's 37. Some of those are little ones. Some of them are $3,000. Some of them are $5,000. One we did get was Ready, Set, Go. It's $5,000. That is towards wildland urban interface equipment. So it's chainsaws and things like that. The reason I applied for that grant was hoping to supply for the Type 1-3, supply some equipment for that. And so we put it towards that we were doing WUI with it, but also it could be equipment towards that. So we did get that grant. We just have to do 150 hours of service towards it, which we can easily do through mitigation. And then we're still in the process of working on purchasing the side-by-side, the four-wheeler, the flatbed trailer, and the enclosed trailer from Stedman's. So they're on Utah State contract. And so probably in about 3 weeks, we'll be ready to purchase those. He'll have the enclosed trailer and everything ready for us within the amount that was allowed of $66,000 for the grant. And then we got good news yesterday that we did get a second outdoor recreation grant. So I applied for another one for training of our firefighters on the apparatus. So we got $10,000 towards that. Okay. And then I applied for $7,500 for radio. So we can get 2 radios with that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's helpful because those are so big.
Will they store those here, the recreational vehicle trailer stuff?
So the enclosed trailer, it's big enough to hold the side-by-side and the four-wheeler. So yeah.
It'll be stored in the back.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll lock them up. Perfect. Or I bet they would fit in the bay if need be over at
Lake Point.
At Lake Point. But yeah, they would be in the enclosed trailer.
Yeah, we don't want to leave anything outdoors. We've already had one trailer stolen.
Right. Yeah. So we'll lock it up and make sure that it's taken care of.
Here at least there's people
all
in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Lake Point. And then you're completely aware of the DARA, the Type 1-3, the loan and all that is in the process. The skid mounts, we're still waiting to get those on, but we have those. CMAQ funding, so that's congestion air mitigation. I had yesterday a telephone call from them. They just wanted some more clarification, so it sounds like it keeps going through. So it's going on to the next level. So that's for the ladder truck, but it would be a used one. So we just figure if we can get money from anywhere and everywhere, we're just going to keep
used on for now until we get new.
Right, yeah. And then I don't know if we reported to you that Chief and I applied for a BLM fuels. It's for mitigation, and we applied for hiring a wildland firefighter for 3 years.
Oh, no. I don't remember.
Okay.
Long-term funding, man.
So it would be 3 years. And we would hire someone that's an operational firefighter, but they would focus on wildland. They'd focus on getting our wildland stuff a little bit better put together, for lack of a better word. So just we figured that that would be a good use, you know. And I know Cassandra would probably love some help with keeping track of the billing and deployment and stuff like that. That that's what this person would also help with. And so we'd ask for funding for that. For SAFER, we also asked for 3 full-time firefighters. I'm sorry. We asked for funding for 6 firefighters for 3 shifts. So that's upwards of almost $500,000 for that one. And that would be for 3 years. And that's for a response to I-80. So, again, that would only be for 3 years. But every little bit helps. So we're hoping we can still continue with the county, with the state, with the feds, trying to get more funding for this response to I-80. And that's what we put it as, is response to I-80. So the SAFER grant is going well. The volunteer and retention, we just brought on 6 more volunteers. We already have 2 that were a little bit previous before that, and we still have, I think we have 7 volunteers before that, so we're at a total.
We had another one come in yesterday on her foot.
Wanted to apply?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Hold off.
Yeah, we closed it online. And I think you guys saw the email I sent out that we were closing it for now. And we've got 4 applications in since we've closed it.
Wow.
Well, and I think we might want to put the message out again because a couple of the captains are still telling them that they can put applications in.
Okay.
They're not up to date yet.
Okay. So we've then, since the SAFER grant started, since I started, we've had 80 volunteer applications.
Kim, how many... we have staff. What's our staffing level right now for the district?
So as far as volunteers that we have?
No, all firefighters. Where are we at?
As a district as a whole, including administrative and everything, we're at 55.
So we are 3 more. We'd be a full staff. I would used to be. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
We're trying. Community Wildfire Defense Grant. That's just... thankfully, kind of slowed down with, I shouldn't even talk, never mind, nothing's going on, it's good, it's good. It was kind of crazy at the beginning of the year, but it's good now, so just still plugging through with that. We had the state representatives from Forestry, Fire, and State Lands come out and meet with us. He seemed really happy with the results. In January, they changed over their reporting system. They initially sent it to me, and I went through the training on it. And then I couldn't get a login into it. And then they said, oh, you're a subrecipient. You don't have to report into that system. So I said, okay. So then when he came out, he goes, well, I'll input all your information. But, you know, God bless his soul. I think he was a little frustrated with learning the system. And so he's asked me to input it for him now. So that'll be fine that we can do that. So we're just so grateful to have that funding and that keep on moving forward. And then I think that's it. That's all I have to report.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's okay.
Chief, do you want to do your monthly status report?
I can do that. Sorry, I don't have my shoes on. I'm not really sure where they're at.
I think shoes optional is fine.
Okay. They are around here.
I love that. I just don't know where they are.
I'm not quite sure.
I didn't even notice.
So, okay. So our current call volume is 920. That's 206 since our last board meeting, which is up a little bit because it's been 6 weeks since we last met. But we're averaging 4 calls a day. Kind of that summer time progress. Last year on this date was 933, so we are down 13 from last year.
Nice.
16 responses to I-80, Knowles, rest area, Dell, mile markers, all along 100 miles. To break down each of our areas, 27 in Lake Point, and these are all calls, all call volume. 27 in Lake Point, 32 in Erta, 68 in Stansberry, 15 in Pine Canyon, and 57 scattered through the desert and other of the places. Significant events. We have a structure fire in Erta at Gunderson Acres. I don't know if anybody's heard of those. Several MVAs related to construction, just people stopping too fast, going to... too fast in the guided lanes and the slalom.
Yep.
Too many brush fires to count. But only one escaped 100 acres, so that good went job. To 1,200 out at Tempe Point. Started by munitions shooting. Yep.
Did they find the culprit?
Yes, he stayed. He stayed on
good
the scene
for him.
To admit and
oh, that's
take
great. Do you have his checkbook ready?
they pounded it with aircraft, so yeah. I mean, mercy. Yeah. They pulled in from Wells. They pulled in from Ogden. Yeah, they pounded it. So yes, I'm sure his bill will be plenty. Let's see. We had a few traumatic injuries, including today. Somebody got stepped on by a cow. So significant. We had. One gentleman was carrying a piece of plate glass and fell and severed here and here.
That's like Final Destination stuff.
Yeah, totally.
The omen.
Not only that, I mean, he literally laid down on his back porch and just started moaning. And so the neighbors heard him. And it's like, you know, had that not happened.
Wow. You bled
out. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. We're stretched a little thin, but not as thin as we were 6 weeks ago. We have a Type 6 with Chief Brown in California right now. We sent the Type 3 out there, and our lack of a CDL driver took us to send us back home. So we just took a Type 6 right back. So and. That goes to the point of where Kim and I have been working to get our CDL drivers in place. And so far, we've only had one, but working.
Did Frenchie pass?
He did. Yep. So now I've got some more interest in people realizing why we need it. And to show that, yes, we don't need it in Utah, but we go someplace else and we're going to need
it. It was a long 800 miles.
And now that I see Andrew is the one who took the Type 6 to them and then drove the Type 3 back.
Nice.
Because he has a CDL. So, for whatever reason, Colorado didn't even bother. Dan took the Type 3 on its maiden voyage to Colorado for 2 weeks, and they didn't bat an eye. For any of his
any issues
never been asked for
with the truck,
it's just very minor things. We've got a little tail marker light that needs to be repaired, and a small little air leak, and nothing bad though. For
no PTO problems, no
PTO. Great. That pump is phenomenal.
Excellent.
I was very impressed. I've heard a bunch of horror stories about VMEs going out first time from some other counterparts, and I was not going to walk. Well, I was a little nervous, but we had no issues, so which is good. I'll come with. Hopefully, stay that way.
Yeah. Stay that way. But they are giving it its paces here. We just went on the potential structure fire in Stansbury right here. And they did all the work with that Type 3. So,
perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's great. Let's see. Last Friday was a tractor trailer fire carrying 28 Tesla batteries.
Oh.
That was surprising as that was to read the manifest, because it went out so fast. I mean, you hear these horror stories about Tesla batteries not being able to be put them out, and you need 38,000 gallons of water per battery. We got it out within 30 minutes, and everybody's like, well, what's he carrying? And so we broke into the cab, and he's like, these are Tesla batteries. So we were kind of surprised, but everything went out. You probably saw the progression on Facebook. Yes.
Yeah.
So they certainly had their hands full there for about 30 minutes. Accomplishments. We had Stansbury days. We did a pancake breakfast for the first time. That was unique and exciting. We learned going from pancake breakfast right to the parade is probably not in our best interest. This is Tatum. He's one of our volunteers, one of our new volunteers.
Welcome aboard.
We had Pioneer Day. which was relatively benign. That just really was went off nothing. We had the I don't know if you've realized, but we've had bats in the station.
Mm-hmm. You told us last time.
Yeah,
are they gone?
They're gone. They have sealed it.
Bring them over to my house.
We might have one small area right back here, but I'm working with them to make sure.
So, Chief, just to touch on that too, the other morning I came in pretty early and there was a ton of bats trying to get in on this north side of the building, and they were not having any luck. Okay. They tried and flew away and kept going by in a circle. So it seems to be...
I'll take one or two.
I'll take a bat.
Right. I want
a bat.
One or two, yes. It's the 10,000 colony that I'm like, yeah. So good. I'm glad to hear that.
We'll take the sign down.
I know Mark's not here, but his fundraiser, the Tooele County 911 Bowl, went off great. It was my first time to attend. It was here in Stansbury High School field. I thought it was just great. It was a great way to bring everybody together. I sat with the Rush Valley Fire Chief, and we just chatted the whole time. Then planning, she has a whole mess of things that are coming up in the next 3 months. So I'll let her talk about that. We are still loading the Type 3, getting it all in service and getting it dialed in, because having all the extrication equipment on there is really, really complicated and difficult. So we might be running a two-engine response while we're using that. We have open house coming. She'll talk about that. We inspected our side by side and our ATV. And then Kim, did you tell them that you got two e-bikes? So,
e-bikes.
Oh, I didn't say the e-bikes. Sorry.
Oh yeah. So we got, basically, I think next year we will be like spooled up really heavily to go to a recreation area and be very dialed in. We won't have to be responding from here. I think on heavy traffic weekends we will post people out at Knowles and just handle it from there. Nice. Stuff like that.
Nice. Better make sure we have Kevlar for them.
Right.
Yes. I've heard.
Yeah. Rough place.
Rough place, yes. The driving simulator, the emergency apparatus driving simulator is coming next week. It'll be here in the parking lot. We're getting everybody run through that. And I will be gone next week. I'm taking a week off of vacation. And it overlaps Brown's deployment by 4 days. So we are spooling up the captains to take a battalion chief role.
Excellent.
Nice.
And so we're lining out them with assignments and kind of like to and trying not to make them nervous. So that is the snapshot.
Going back to the runs, how many were Mutual Aid?
You have asked me that before, and I could not tell you.
The Beechwood fire, I know we had ours in Irva, and then the next day we had the two structure fires at Tooele, so that was a majority for sure.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. The Overlake fire. I would hesitate to guess maybe 12.
Just curious how much support you provide.
We provided
a guess, and then he's still dead.
Still dead. 12. That's a guess. Mutual aid. I will find out.
We did have another one this morning at J-Belt. Man battery. So that's another one we had today.
How much aid we do provide is pretty substantial. We've 6 weeks since our last board meeting. I know we're good to say two times a week at least.
Thank God we have it. We live and die by it.
Right.
There's times that we need it.
Yes.
When they can't get here fast enough. So
yes. And they were spot on today with the structure fire. They were, you know, spooling up to bring people to us, and we canceled them. He's like, no fire, no smoke, or lots of smoke, no fire. And so
okay. Excellent. All right, thanks, Chief. Buck, do you want to give us your update?
I'm going to give the same excuse about my shoes the Chief gave.
Nobody notices.
I know exactly where mine are.
They're not hanging on a telephone wire anymore.
No. Mine are at the other station. So speaking of assisting other stations, Bucky Whitehouse came to us today, or me today, and asked if we would kind of help support Grantsville in their new fire marshal, so that they have a little bit of a crutch to lean on. Going to the J-Bill site today, there's some things that need to be changed there to make things more adequate for fire operations, and they just don't know what to do. So Bucky asked me if I would reach out to Nick Critchlow, and I've done so, and he's got my number, and we're making arrangements to go to J-Bill to visit that complex. As far as other things that are going on in the city or in our district, I have been talking to the individual cities about my land ordinance that was not passed. We went back to the lawyer and said, well, what if we change the wording to be this? And she still wasn't very happy with it. So instead of us making the ordinance, I think that I will talk to the cities to have the cities make the ordinance. But I don't know if I can get the counties to make that ordinance. If it's coming from the cities, then we don't have anything to do with it other than we can reap its benefits. It's still very important. We had a subdivision that was going to go in, that D.R. Horton was putting in, up on Bryan Road and Drew Bay. And they had fully intended to put in well and septic with no hydrants for another 50 homes. We just can't keep doing it. And I don't know how to stop it other than with this ordinance or going to the cities.
Was that the one at the corner of Drew Bay and Bates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will continue to work that. So that we can get those hydrants. We do have one of the we're currently working an issue that the Coker Point Water Company had a pump fail. So we've got the school
Meadowbrook.
Well, it's Coker Point Water Company.
Is that what it is?
So I'm not sure why they decided to do this. We have Poker Mountain Water Company and we have Poker Point Water Company.
It's two different orders.
So go ahead and keep those two separate. It's fine.
Yeah.
terrible.
One's Joe White, the other's Chris Robinson.
Yeah, Joe White is.
Yeah. Which one's Joe White?
Poker Point.
Poker Point.
So they had a pump failure. We have the school at Meadowbrook on fire watch currently until they can get their pumps restored. Still, I was telling you how excited I was to be done with the city's redoing their renewals, and now we've moved into daycare renewal season, so there's no rest for the weekend. Mm-hmm.
But what's our attorney's hold up with your ordinance? What is she not liking?
So we've yet to have a sit down with her and say why. She's just been giving us indication that, you know, this isn't, and it might be because she's used to working with fire companies or yeah. municipalities, and we're a fire district, and so she keeps saying, well, you shouldn't be adopting ordinances. As a district, we should be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
her complaint or her issue is that by us requiring it at a subdivision level, we are bridging into land
planning
use.
Planning.
Yes. And she said, we have no jurisdiction over land use. So that's her biggest issue, is that she's like, you stick to fire, She said, you can make a fire ordinance all you want, but you can't do land use.
Can we get it with so county the, planning commission?
So, planning? Well, that's why I started. I've been in contact with Scott Gervais and Kathy Van Hatten to go through the cities. But in my opinion, requiring a fire hydrant for a subdivision is fire use, right? That plain and yep. simple. So I don't. So we'll. It's taking me more work than I thought it was going to. I thought this was going to be easy, but it's not. But it's worth it. So we'll continue to push it.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Welcome. I'll go buy my shoes.
Okay. No. No stress. You take your time. It's time for our first public comment. Does anybody have any public comment? You do? Yeah.
Rob Closing, Lake Point. I do know where my shoes are, and I'm wearing them. I just want to thank the fire district for the attention they're giving to I-80 response. Because as a resident in the district and a taxpayer in the district, I don't feel it's fair that the taxpayers are in the district are burdened with all the I-80 response. It's not residents out there that we're responding to typically. And so, you know, that's... I feel that's a worthwhile effort, and I appreciate it to help keep the taxes down for services that are essentially going to people who aren't paying into the system. Andrew, we miss you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I do have something to bring up.
He's still there.
Is there a way that we could have the trailer moved out of the handicapped parking spot? It's in the handicapped other spot.
That is a good.
They need to put
it. I hadn't even thought about that.
They need it needs to be removed from the handicap because we only have two handicapped spots in the area.
That is,
and having only one after. Okay.
I hadn't even crossed people.
Okay.
Bad.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Bills review.
Everybody have a chance to look over. Last month's bills. Any concerns or questions?
Cool.
Perfect. Thank you.
Love that. Contract review, none. Old business, none. New business, none. And it's time for public comment.
Again.
I'm just going to assume.
We're good.
We'll
just have Andrew on.
Okay.
We'll be online.
Next is action items. Approval of the 2025 second quarter bills. April, May, and June.
Did everybody have a chance to review those months?
Yep. I'll make a motion we approve
second quarter
bills.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Board calendar.
Okay. So as a reminder, this is our September board meeting. So the one regularly scheduled on the 17th has been canceled. That's why we're doing it tonight. So our next board meeting won't be until October 15th. And that one we will also start reviewing the 2026 budget. So if everyone could make try to make sure that you're here for the next three, that would be great. November 4th is our general election, and I did receive a notice from Tracy Shaw at the county today that she's just trying to confirm who's having elections and who's not. So it does look like there might be at least one or two other Stansbury agencies doing an election, so we can share the cost with them.
Good.
We don't have to take the whole burden.
I think there's one Stansbury agency
that is not, and then I think one or two that are.
Okay.
So, and then I think Lake Point's not. So it's going to be a little different. UASD conference. So I've gotten confirmation from Daniel, Steve, and Scott for Wednesday.
I have to be online.
Huh?
I have to do it online.
Okay, so won't worry about you, and then I'll just wait.
He's a weasel out on us again.
Mark.
November is rough. It's rough for me.
November 19th, their November board meeting, we will do a tentative budget approval for 2026 budget that night. And then December 17th is our final board meeting of the year. At that one, we will also hold our public hearings for the final 2025 budget and the approved 26 budget.
Okay.
And then for the district, September was so long, it's almost, you know, a full page.
Yeah.
So, multiple events coming up in the next week, and I know that they've been sending out notices for help on anything, so any help that you want to help provide, more that would be great. This week we've got the bike rodeo at the elementary school on Friday. On Saturday we have two events at the same time, Lake Point Health and Safety Fair, and then there's also a memorial 9/11 event at the high school, and that's being sponsored by a local youth committee. They've asked us to go over and serve hot dogs, show them the trucks, and then participate in a little bit in their stair climb that they're doing in, I assume it's in the bleachers. So then on September 11th, we've been asked to do a flag presentation at a football game. As Chief said, next week we've also got the Eads trailer coming out for 2 days. Also next week, we've got a full day with Stansbury High Homecoming. They have asked us to participate in the parade. The administrative staff wants to be on our truck in the parade. We are also helping cook the hot dogs at the tailgate, and then we have fireworks duty that night. The following week is the Utah Fire Administrators Conference. This is the third year that the conference has happened. Kaylee and I are on the executive board for this new association, and so we will also be presenting there, and we roped Chief Nunn into being our keynote speaker. So
nice.
He will also be up there. So
we'll all that's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah. the following week, we've got Chipper Days. 23rd.
Make sure you call the road show.
We're trying to do it Chipper Days first this year.
Yes, Adam. He's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to do Chipper Days first this year so that we get them all chipped, and then we don't have so many people bringing branches over to the dumpsters, which
it
are the final week, or the, which are like immediately after. The 27th, we've been asked to participate in a Recovery Days event in Tooele City, and it's basically all the agencies getting together to talk about, I think it's drugs,
rehabilitation.
I've never heard of this.
I haven't brought it up because it's kind of, I was waiting for this week.
It's a little far out.
Yeah, a little far out, and it's not our event. They're just asking us to go to Tooele City and be with all the other agencies. So
do they have it at a different? It's at a park this year.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Because I know they've had it in the past.
Yeah, I don't remember them inviting us to it in the past.
Yeah, they haven't, but
yeah.
I think they have, and they just wanted it.
So immediately after Chipper Days, then we go into Dumpster Days. And are we doing them all four stations or just here?
All four.
All four?
Well, the same thing. One in each, except for here.
Okay. The following week, we've got the Cassell Conference for the admin staff. For sure, Megan is going. Kaylee and I, we're not sure yet. That same week, we also have our annual fire prevention open house. We're doing three events in one night. So we would love it if you guys would come help support us.
Please, please, please.
Our annual fire prevention open house, because that is annual fire prevention week. We will also do our wildfire community day. Community night, I guess we'll call it. And we will also do a pushback ceremony for the Type 1-3. So,
cool.
A lot of stuff that day. And then Halloween, we'll do our annual trunk or treat. We are going to continue our tradition with the drive-thrus. People seem to really like that. We get a break in November, and I think I'm going to tell these two to ban everything in November. We need a breather, so no events. Don't let anyone, if they call us, tell them no.
Oh, that's so easy to do.
December 12th, put that on your calendar. That's our Christmas party. It will be held here at the fire station. 6 o'clock, and it will be for firefighters and spouses or significant others. And then the following day, so the 12th is a Friday, we'll do Friday night. On that Saturday is our annual Santa run, and we are still looking for Santa's elves.
Everything, yes.
So what we're saying is pretty good.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
This is going to be a wild fall. That's
all I can say. You don't have a bunch older anymore.
I kind of do still, but I can be Santa.
Yeah. So that'll get us to the end of the year for now.
What's that?
That'll get us to the end of the year for now.
Nice. All right, it's time for public concerns.
Am I allowed to talk during public?
Sure. You're public.
You talk during public comments.
You're public.
Tatum, go ahead and stand up. Tatum is one of our new volunteers.
Is he a concern of ours?
Yeah.
I have a
Tatum is a resident here in Stansbury Park, and he's been patient enough to wait for us for how many months?
About a year.
So he went and got his, I suggested getting his EMT, and he got his EMT, his AEMT. So he went and got those and has still joined us. He's excited to do the academy, and we're just grateful to have him and that he stuck with us. So, yeah, you're welcome. Unless you want to talk.
No, I'm excited to be here.
Okay. So. We're excited you're here.
Real quick, Cody has revamped our, I don't know if you saw that in an email, Cody's revamped bringing on our volunteers and our interns. So we have, Cody's kind of heading it up, and we've got three preceptors, so one on each shift that are helping the new volunteers. The new volunteers, when they were brought on, they have to pull a 12-hour shift and then a 24-hour shift before they can pull any other shifts. So you're on your 24, right? Mm-hmm. So this is his first overnight. And so Cody's arranged that and coordinated that, and the preceptors have been helping with that. And so I think it's really great how they're trying to get them used to our system and the way we function and work. And so each preceptor is assigned to new volunteers. So
it's just whoever comes in.
Whoever comes in. And so they sign off on their task book. So that way it doesn't fall upon the captain to, you know, have to, I mean, they can still coordinate trainings and stuff, but I really appreciate how Cody's done that. How Kaylee stepped up. We've got Easton that's helping, and Noah, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I really appreciate that. And then Cody's working with the schools for our interns. And so they had an agility test. Were you here?
I was not here for it.
So they had an agility test on Saturday.
I was here.
So how many people showed up to
them? We only had two. Okay. So we offered it to both of them. They did really good in their interviews, and then they also did really good on their agility test.
So they have these as titles for them. So.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Awesome. And the first up.
Kim, how much longer are Wildland guys on for our two Wildland people?
Till the end of September. Joey will leave us mid-September.
Yeah.
So she is going to go on a teaching
assignment.
She was supposed to go to Thailand, but she's not going there anymore. She's going to Mexico. She thinks. So the teaching group, I don't know who is through. So they changed it. Well, she was going to go to the Philippines and Thailand, and now it's Mexico. So we lose Joey. So we're kind of sad. So she's been really helpful with Chief Nun and getting the brush trucks all organized and making sure that they're all up to snuff to be going out on calls and all the apparatus, or not the equipment on them and things like that. So she's been really helpful of organizing all that. So
excellent.
Grateful for it. So anyway, apologize.
Okay. No, that's great.
Any other questions, Scott?
No, I was just thinking maybe, you know, we could do like severity, like the feds. You know, if there was extra funding or something, we could keep them on for another 15 days, 20 days, or what have you.
We wouldn't be able to do that anyway because of the labor laws. They're seasonal.
Oh, they'd be
employees.
Able to, okay.
Yeah. So they
okay.
can't be over, like, they can't be one day over the 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. Any other public concerns?
Not a concern, but I will say that Kim brought up the physical agility test, and that has been phenomenal with bringing on our new volunteers and bringing on our people of caliber and ready to go. It's been phenomenal. I know French put a lot of time and effort into that, and it's served the purpose very well. Tatum here and everybody that's come on, it's physically fit to do the job, and that is huge. So I love the strides, and obviously chief support and everybody else supporting getting that. That has been a huge milestone from operations level. So yes, kudos to you guys and French and everybody's put that on. It's been great. It's been fantastic, and I'm really glad to see it being implemented. So
excellent.
He was pretty much the one that built that whole thing, and I just kind of helped tweak it a little bit here and there, but it was French. So.
Yeah. And Tatum whizzed right through the agility. It was awesome. It was fun watching him.
Dave,
what
did you do? Twice.
He could have done it twice. In the time
allowed.
In the time allowed,
I know.
He was so fast.
That's awesome. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to...
Because it says adjourn, right, and then closed session. We
need to have a motion to do a closed session.
Okay. Do we have a motion to have a closed session?
I motion that we have a closed session for character, professional competency, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I motion that we adjourn the meeting for September 3rd, 2020.
Okay. We're adjourning at 19:16.
Buck, if you would hang out, I'll drive you back.
I can give him a ride.
I need him to hang out anyway.
Oh, okay.
Walk on bare feet.
I can't give you a ride.